Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings tonight. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. Hello, and welcome to everyone that's listening tonight, and we're very happy that you're here with us. We've got a wonderful show planned of live healings throughout the hour, including a session on the Creation Light Shift. And we're going to focus on the topic tonight for the show of how to increase your spiritual life force energy. And Ron's going to take us through some healings to help with that and also give us a method that we can each use, a very simple thing that we can do each day to increase our own life force energy. So that will be very, very good for all of us, and we hope you stay with us for the hour. We also would love to hear from anybody if you have a question for Ron, or if you have a specific request. You might have a healing that you'd like in particular, or if you've been with us before and you've gone to the light ship, maybe you've got a particular room that you really enjoy up there, like the oxygen chamber or swimming with the whales or anything in particular that you like. You're welcome to either call in with a request or use the fast chat. If you're on the BBS radio site on the internet right now, you can just click on Creation Light Ship Healings, and that's on tonight's show, and you'll see a rectangular box with the phone numbers to call in. And in that same box, at the bottom of the box, it says Quick Chat with BBS Fast Chat. And if you click on that, then you can just send a little request or a question for Ron or anything that you like. And we'll keep our eyes on it and respond to it as soon as we get that. So we'd love to either hear from you on the phone or in that way. And I guess right now, over to Ron to bring us to some ways that we can increase our own life force energy.
Okay. The easiest way, this is what I found myself, in which I help people out who are massage practitioners and healers, is put your hands out. What you want to do is like do the prayer mantra. Have your hands like in front of you, pointing up, palm of your hands facing each other, and move them out to about body width, and then move your hands in, and you're going to find in some range here between probably 6 inches to maybe an inch, you're going to feel some pressure. And just kind of use your body's intuition for this here, if you don't sense energy. And you're going to get an idea about where your energy flow in your body is. And then what I'd like you to do is to, and you can write this down now if you have pencil and paper. You want to say an affirmation out loud because you want to work in the physical plane, not in the mental plane by doing it inside of your head, but you want to do it in the physical plane. And you want to, this actually tells every cell of your body what you're doing. And that is, I now increase my life force energy. So you could write that down if you wish. I now increase my life force energy. And so what you do is you start off with maybe your hands about body width and move them in, and you're going to feel this invisible ball of tension, like compressing a spring between the palm of your hands. And then move your hands out maybe another foot or two from where that original tension was, and do the affirmation, I now increase my life force energy, and then move your hands in again. And you're going to feel that this energy between the palm of your hands has increased a little bit. And then you want to move your hands out again a little bit further and say it again. I'm doing this now. I now increase my life force energy. And for me, I'm almost fully extended out here. And then move your hands out again. I now increase my life force energy. And move them out some more. I now increase my life force energy. And each time you come in, and again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. So you open your hands up, you know, as wide as you can go, and your hands should be typically parallel with the ground, and your palms should be facing forward in front of you. And then you come in again, and this is where you're going to end up with probably between 5 to 10 times. And just keep saying it. So we'll do it now to help everybody out here. And what you're doing is you're invoking the spiritual energy into your body, and that naturally is your spirit coming more into you to help with this divine energy flowing into your body. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. We can say it together. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel pretty good right now. You should feel energy moving inside of your body. Or if not, you're just going to feel like you're more awake. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, it was very interesting to feel that. I could feel a very definite kind of sphere of energy or a field of energy when I moved my hands in. And as we did it, then as I brought my hands in, I didn't have to bring them in as far each time, as though the life force energy field was kind of growing and expanding out, you know, to body with and beyond. So, and it feels really energizing and good, and just like I'm more here, I guess, more in the now.
That's great. So what this does is, if you're going to work on someone and you're going to be doing maybe massage work or land on hand healings, always check your energy charge. And if your body width or less, more than likely you're going to pick up the other person's energy. And that could be entities coming into you. It could be their aches and pains resonating with your body. And you're just not strong enough to do a healing at that point. So naturally you're going to be giving away your own life force energy to somebody if you're not strong enough. This is why some people feel tired after working with somebody. The person leaves feeling better because they were at a lower level than you were, but you came down and the energies kind of mixed together, and you both, he came up or she came up and you came down. So you want to always be charged up. This is why healers get tired, because they're not charged up enough with the spiritual energy to continue the working energy that they're using for a long period of time. For myself, when I work with somebody or even a group of people, I can work for probably, I've worked as long as probably, I think, 18 hours in one day continuous, and I wasn't tired afterwards. So, and I don't pick up energies that much or hardly at all. But you always want to check your charge, and that way you know where you are. So it's a good indication, and it helps bring in more of that divine energy to flow in you and also around you, so you have like a reserve pool around you. And when you do this, it's very hard to have anybody do a psychic attack on you, because the energy is all around your body in your auric field, and it won't really come close enough inwards to your physical body to take your own energy. So what we're going to do now is
that people can do between clients if they're working on like a massage or whatever that is that they do. Then would this be a good idea for them to do this a few times in between seeing each person to help get their batteries recharged?
Oh, yes, definitely. And even do it maybe every 5 or 10 minutes during a session. You could check it really quick. After you train your body about bringing this energy in, I would do it if you're really serious about not losing your life force energy, which probably most people are. But if you are really serious, I would do this probably about 4 or 5 times a day for about a week and practice it. And what will happen is your body will resonate to doing this exercise, and then you won't have to say it out loud. And if you're at work, you could always go into a restroom and say it, but you have to say it out loud to tell every cell of your body what you're doing, because it has to allow the energy to flow through it. And so it's always best to do it first out loud for about a week, and then you can just do the exercise. And normally for myself, I can check my energy and have it pumped up to full strength probably within a half a second. And if you try it right now, just try your energy, and you're going to notice that you may come in maybe, maybe 6 to 10 inches in from your arms being fully extended, and all of a sudden you just do it one time and you're pumped up and your hands go straight across. So you're going to find that this is a very easy and quick tool to do here. So what we'll do now is an emotional clearing. This is the most important healing that I can do for anyone here. Lightship does the healing. This is what Jesus was doing, probably a little different way of doing it, but this is what was done 2,000 years ago for everyone who wanted to do the ascension process. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your birthday. And for those of you who've been on the show for quite a while, you're going to notice that, you know, each time you're on the show, this covers like maybe a few days to maybe a week or so from the last show. And if you notice and look upon your life now, you're probably going to be pretty trauma-free from maybe the last 3 months if you haven't done the complete healing that I do for everyone. So here we go. We're going from this point in time right now back to your last birthday. And we're going to the chakra. This is the way they indicated how to do this healing. It's, the chakras are only about 1% of what they're actually doing, but they have to have a way to communicate down to us a technique, and this is how they are doing this, so that we can kind of have a grasp on something. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And we're going back one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So, like I say every week, just look back now at a situation that you've dealt with. It could be as recent as today or maybe back a year or two. And just look at it, focus on it, maybe close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just kind of look at that experience and see how you feel emotionally about it. For almost everybody, you should be able to see the scene. They'll never take away the experience of what you've been through, but they will take away the trauma. So you can look at all the situations that occurred in your life, and if it's trauma-related, it's probably going to be very negative. And if you look at it, you're going to notice that you're going to have a lot of breathing room between it and you. It may look like it's not even there. You're going to see the trauma. You're going to see the event with no trauma. And you may not even want to look at it ever again because you know it's eliminated from you. This happens to a lot of people. They go, I don't want to see that anymore. You know, it used to bother me all the time, and now it's gone, and, you know, let it go. And this is the best way to deal with these situations. And so what it does is puts you into 100% healing mode. It heals your spirit of the imprinted traumas that your emotional body imprinted onto your spiritual body. Remember, we're made up of different types of bodies here. And we're kind of like a hologram, and or like a book, we'll say. Each page is a different body. And the whole book is us, but we have just separate pages for different bodies that you know, are used to incorporate everything that's inside of us into a living organism here. So this is just one of the bodies that we have, which is the emotional body. And this body was created by the Earth Spirit. And so everyone here on this planet has an Earth body energy, which is the emotional body. So what I'll do, if you like, some people have asked for this also, to feel what it's like to have the emotional body released from you for a short time. And remember, since the emotional body is an earth-based energy, it will always come back to you. So what we're going to do now is just count to 10. And for women, this is kind of how it feels to be a man. A lot of women comment on that to me when I do this out in the expos that I go to. They're they look at me like they go, wow, what a relief this has been. So here we go. I'll just count to 10, and we're going to release your emotional body. It'll be alongside of you, and it will definitely come back within probably 5 minutes, so don't worry about losing it. You know, it's just tied to you like, you know, a young child would be here. So here we go. One, and we're releasing it now from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There we go. A little more healing now to release it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Need some more. One, two, there we go. Now it's releasing fine for most people. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. There. So you should feel your body completely relaxing now. And this is the way you would feel after the emotional clearing. This is a good sample of that here. And you're going to notice that you can breathe easier. Your muscles are relaxing now. You may feel like your body is kind of slowing down a little bit. You may feel tension being released out of your body. And this is kind of how it feels. Like I say, for women, this is how men basically feel. So we have something on our fast chat here. Looks like Don just came in here. He's saying, what is Ron's feelings on spirit guides? Well, spirit guides are very nice. Everyone has spirit guides. You want to make sure that it is a guide, not an entity, number one. How do you do that? Just ask, you know, ask your spirit. Everything that I do is spirit-related. And so you want to go to your spirit, first of all, in your heart center, and then see if your spirit guides that are around you are legitimate and are telling you the right information. And so, and I have had people who have actually locked their own spirit out of their body, and their spirit guide was actually their own spirit trying to come back into them, but it was giving them guidance from outside of themselves. But basically, you want to make sure that your guides are typically in the light, but more so, just go right to your own spirit and see if that information is valid to you. Because it gets kind of iffy out there when you start asking something outside of yourself. This is not the teachings of Jesus, it's to go inward. So I'm a little reluctant on mentioning that to people. But yeah, everyone has guides that can communicate with you. Sometimes they'll really come into your life, which could be your own spirit, you know, talking to you, like if you're going to avoid a car accident or something, or some danger's coming your way, they'll actually get your attention instantly and have you do something to avoid that situation. But yeah, spirit guides are nice. Sometimes people have their loved ones or even animals that have passed on as their guides, and they'll show up to them. So it's spirit guides do exist, and if you have any other questions, Don, just email me something else here on the fast chat here. I hope that answered your question. So, yeah, spirit guides are good, but always connect with your own guidance from your heart center and make sure that what you're getting is proper. Remember, entities will come into your head and talk with you. So that's the only thing that I need to tell people. Is to be careful of the entities. So where else are we going tonight, Sylvia? Any other thoughts? I know we're doing the special session this Saturday. This is a four-hour creation lightship healing where you're transported out of time to the creation lightship, and the charge on it is $60. This is for the ascension process, and it's dedicated to that. So we have 3 hours of divine healing. We go into different rooms. You go into rooms to help some of your spiritual bodies to hold more light energy. And we have a room where there's a Merkabah energy. We have the different saints helping us out. We have Melchizedek and Metatron helping us out with different rooms there. And the last hour, we do water charging. So this is where they take normally about 5 minutes of time, and they'll charge a gallon of water for us, which we can use for each day. So we get 7 gallons of water. So if you're interested, just contact me. It's a wonderful experience. The time goes by very quickly. It may sound like 4 hours to use a lot, but it feels like about 20 minutes to me. And when the people get done, they wish they could be on the light ship even longer because they're so relaxed and they just love the energy of the light beams.
Yeah, it's a really, really amazing conference call session. And I think it's important to mention, too, that particular one that you do is very much about ascension preparation work. And it seems, you know, from my experience with that the light beings on the light ship always have something special up their sleeves, so to speak, for us on that call. And they really pull out all the stops and just do some amazing work. Like I think on the last one we had some particularly fabulous ones where you could just feel your whole vibratory rate just increasing and increasing, and you know, just it felt very much like you were shifting kind of into a new reality, a new it was like the kind of similar to when you bring down the ascension energy, Ron. Do you remember feeling that way yourself there?
Oh yeah, I'll do that right now for the people.
Oh great.
So we'll bring in the energy of ascension. Remember, we're still the Earth spirit is still working with the same energies that it did 2,000 years ago, because the Earth spirit chose not to shift its consciousness because the life forms here, humanity, would not have ascended. So it decided to do 2,000 years over again. And so what Jesus talked about 2,000 years ago is probably, I'll say, 98% correct. And the energies are almost identical now because it's the same frequency of ascension. So what I'm going to bring down into your living rooms here, and the energy normally comes in through your ceiling, I'm going to bring in the energy from the light ship that Jesus used for his ascension when he left here. And this is very special. It's a very uplifting energy. So again, just kind of just sit back and relax. And like I've always say, there's nothing for you to do with these healings. Just show up, and the light ship will use their high-frequency consciousness to help you. This is the energy that created you. So we're going to bring in, and this Saint Germain is helping me with. He's the one who does the conduction of the energies on the light ship to me. So here we go. It's going to come into your living room now, so stronger. This is the energy that Jesus used and the light ship transmitted to him for his ascension when he left here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, feels very uplifting. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels very airy to me. How do you feel, Sylvia?
It feels very energizing. I'm getting, tingles all over, and it's just a very clean, beautiful, uplifting energy.
Yeah, it's very, very sacred. Also bring in the energy, since we're kind of on the aspect of Jesus here, we're bringing the energy of the Star of Bethlehem. So we'll have the beginning and the end here. So here's the Star of Bethlehem. This is a light ship that was created by the Creation Light Ship. And it came into 3D to be seen. So here it comes here. We'll bring in this energy so you can experience this one here. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. And Don just commented it's very, very airy on the fast chat. Stronger, stronger. Thank you, Don. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. This is a very high conscious energy. It feels like it's all-knowing to me. stronger, 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 and stronger. If I was a dog, I'd probably have my ears perked up looking around right now. This is kind of the way I feel, very alert.
Yeah, it's a very kind of high awareness energy. And I like your description of the all-knowing feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in relationship to the once-a-month Saturday Ascension Preparation Conference call, there's a lot of things that they do. I'm sure that there are things that we don't even have words for or can really necessarily understand, but I know that there's DNA activation, and maybe you can speak a little bit about that, Ron?
Yes. People ask me about that, because when I go to the expo, they say, well, I had a DNA activation, you know, a couple of years ago, and I spent $300 for it, and I already have my activation. I go, well, gee, on the light shift, they're activating people every time you go up. I says, I don't know if what you had is actually going to be, you know, maybe valid, because the light shift continuously works with people. Each time you go to the light shift, they're doing work with you. So my understanding is that it's a process that's continuously in process. And doing it one time by someone who's a practitioner who was taught from someone to do this work, I just don't know how valid it is just to have it done one time. And the light shift does it every time you go up on the light shift, even if you go up on these short little calls here that we do for 10 minutes for a few samplings of energies. They are working with you on that. So all I can say is that the Earth Spirit is choosing to leave duality, and it's going to eight-dimensional reality, if we were to use our terminology down here. And so my understanding would be at that point is that there is duality on the seventh dimension. Otherwise, the Earth Spirit would go to the fourth dimension or the fifth or whatever. And so it created a brand new planet. And since it's the Earth Spirit, we'll just call it, it created a new Earth in the 8D reality, which is what it will be going to, since it created the spiritual blueprint for it. It'll be leaving this plane, our 3D plane, and on the light ship, nothing is ever destroyed. And so the blueprint for the 3D Earth will still be available, and it could be relocated to some other 3D dimension, possibly, in a different, say, galaxy, different universe or whatever, different location. Or it could probably be used maybe in maybe a 4D reality. But since most people, I would assume, would like to go with the Earth Spirit, then the creation light ship is the only way that you can go with the Earth Spirit to 8D reality. So if you're interested in staying with the Earth Spirit and what it created here, this beautiful planet, then you may want to come along with the light ship and have these attunements done for 8D reality. And again, it's your choice. The creation light ship will never go past your belief system and do anything that is against your own personal free will, because this is what the creation is allowing you to express freely your creativity. And so what they're doing is attunements for and getting people prepared for 8D reality.
Yeah, we've had some very special attunements on the Saturday conference call in the past couple of months. There was one that was, I believe it was called the Amber Blood.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, that was amazing, where they actually just went in and put in special, well, maybe you can describe it better than I can, but it seemed like they were putting in special codes in our bloodstream to help us to be able to handle that higher vibrational rate of the eighth dynamic or eighth dimension.
Yeah, so that you basically said all of it there. Yeah, the healing takes our time, probably about 15 to 20 minutes. and you actually feel your body down here physically change. When it first happened to me, I would say probably, I'm just guessing, maybe 5 years ago when they showed this to me. Whatever they do on the life shift, they show me first and have me go through the process of the different healings. So when this was done to me, when I was done, comparing it the way it was, it felt like the blood in my veins had like boulders in it before, and with a lot of friction. And after this healing session that they did on me, they'll normally do it when I'm early in the morning sometimes. And after they were done with this process, I felt like I had like frictionless ball bearings flowing through my bloodstream. That's the way I could describe it. So it's a very, very nice feeling. And I can like visualize or look inside my body now at my blood, and that's the way it feels. It's just like effortlessly moving through all my veins. So we have a question here. Don wrote here, when the ascension occurs, what is the process for children? Well, like I tell everybody, when the ascension happens, it's instantaneous. Remember, during this show even, and out through your life, you're always being turned off and on and off and on and off and on, okay? So what's going to happen is, if you're able to hold your spirit energy 100% in your body, doesn't matter how old you are, at that point, when the universe becomes dematerialized, just like it's being turned off and on right now, but for a longer period of time, you won't be conscious of what's happening. You will be conscious of, at some point in time during this process, of where you choose to go to. So, like I tell people, you've been trapped here for a long, long time, like the song Hotel California by the Eagles. You know, the doorman says we're programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Well, that's the dark side holding you here. These are the soulless beings that have control over us here, that live on our emotional energies, whether it be a positive energy of joy or a negative energy of sadness and anger. We're just their food source for them on this other level of consciousness. And so what happens is, during the ascension process, everything is stopped, and then you go back, you're freed from this planetary energy. If you're able to hold your spirit, your body can go with you. If you're not able to hold your spirit, then the body will not be reformed again. And your spirit then will leave and go back to its home base energy. Your home base energy is where you go to after you were first conceived from the source energy. You never go back to source energy. You go back to your home base energy. Once you're created, that's it. And you're created to be a certain type of spiritual being. And almost all the creations are designed to go out to explore the universe and to create things through thought or through actions. And then that can be reflected back. So you can see, you know, like you're part of the universe looking upon itself is what you created. So you're going to go back to your home-based energy. And at that point, you're at free choice to choose where you choose to incarnate to next time and what you want to experience. And so if you're able to take your body with you, then you may choose to go to the earth, which is what I would assume you're probably going to be doing, to see heaven on earth here. And you'd be going to 8D if you go with a light ship. If not, you may go to other areas, possibly, if you're able to hold your energy of your spirit. Maybe you had a DNA attunement. Maybe that's going to work for maybe 3D over again. Maybe it'll work for 4D. I don't know. But at that point, you know, you have a choice, and it's up to you to choose. So as far as looking at people around you, this is a personal journey for everyone. And there's no way that you can help anyone else in this process unless you tell them to get into their bodies, and it's their choice to do this. And remember, when you were first born, you're in your body, and you should be in your body now 100% anyway. So this is just the way life is here. People get out of their bodies through just living here, but it's your obligation, if you choose to have your body live longer and to experience a new consciousness. And you're going to have your full consciousness that you have now and be able to relate to this past life that you have right now living and be able to be like a storyteller. So I think it'll be a wonderful experience. But, you know, how much do you love your body? You know, most people don't really understand this or even love their body. They just work in the mental plane, and they wake up in the morning. Maybe they live a long ways from their job. Maybe they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have to drive for 2 hours to work and avoid gridlock. And maybe they get to work at 8 o'clock and they don't get home till 9 o'clock at night. And they can't wait for the weekend where they can maybe have a beer or two and, you know, zone out and start the whole week over again, you know, on Monday. So they're not really interested too much in anything else but trying to survive. So it's up to you, you know, how much you love your body and care for it, and are you willing to have it live longer by getting into your body? This is your choice.
So I think that you've mentioned before that the whole ascension process is, there's no doom and gloom or anything, you know, catastrophic about it. It's just a natural thing, and people will end up where they end up, either, you know, getting a new body, or if they've, you know, done this work or they're able to stay in their body and resonate with the new frequency, then they can actually take their body with them to a new location.
Yeah, we just got a fast chat here from Jennifer. It says, I'm new here. What happens to the millions of people that have never heard of the light ship? Well, the whole thing is to be in your body. Whether you have heard of the light ship or not, it's kind of your obligation to get into your body regardless of what modality is out there. And it's just sad that you probably have never heard of it because you have no conscious memories. If you lived on Earth, you know, 2,000 years ago, if you could do a recall and have your information 2,000 years ago, if you lived here when Jesus walked the Earth, you would know of the light ship. But most people don't have that. And so it's here now to help people. So I guess it's probably up to you, Jennifer, and everyone else on this show who's listening, to tell all your friends that the light ship is here to help them. And this here is the main thing, because time is very short. The ascension process, you know, could be in 2008, or it could be 2012. But, you know, you'd have to kind of go within, ask your spirit how much time you have. And most people, I think, they don't really understand, and they don't know. I've been going out for over the last 2 years to different expos. I just came back, you know, from New York and Florida to help people. So, but it's up to you, since you know about it now, to tell all your friends that you can have these healings done to help you get into your body to, you know, help with the ascension process. So I hope that answered your question for you.
Well, you know, as usual, time is racing ahead on our show. So I think we have a few minutes more that we can do another healing before we go to the ship.
I'll do another body here for people. I'll do a body that kind of goes hand in hand with the emotional body. This is your feeling body. Again, this is another invisible body that collects energies from us with our experiences. And this needs to be also cleansed here. And here we go. This is the feeling body. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And another year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So again, if you look upon a situation that happened to you, say in the last 2 to 3 years to now, look at it, and you should feel like you're very distant from the energy, that it's not in your face, not causing you emotional trauma, heartache, fear, anxiety. And these are instantaneous healings. These are probably about 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, which takes about an hour to do, then at that point you're completely cleared. And all of the traumas that you have collected in your physical body and your different bodies that I work with are cleared out, including your spirit. So this allows you to become more in your body. And like I said, this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So we're now going to go to the light ship, and some people have animals and pets they'd like to bring along, so some people actually hold them in their arms, but you can just think of them too. I've had horses up there and, you know, many other larger animals, along with, you know, small chipmunks and naturally, you know, dogs and cats. So this is the process where you're being taken to the light ship out of time. Remember, we're a vibration, and we're being turned off and on continuously, just like the lights in your house are, but we don't realize that because they appear to be fully lit all the time. So we're going to be going up right now, and we're leaving, and now we're there. And this will not work on the archives. It only works live when I'm talking live on the show here. And right now we're having a body scan being done to us. And you may feel energies moving in your body, possibly. Some people are really in tune with their bodies, and they can feel the higher vibrations. And our animals and pets have just left us. They're going to a special animal light ship for healing. And now we're going into the orientation room. And in this room is where the doctors, these beautiful light beings and all different types, are here to do healing with us, so we're at free choice to select the teams that we need. So we're going into another room. And this room now is their procedure room. So we're going into a room now where they have these beautiful hot tubs. This is pretty standard for most of the conference calls that I have weekly. I do them Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. They start off at $20 for a one-hour session on the light ship, so it's very affordable for everyone. And the hot tubs are here to help you do detoxification. And the hot tubs I'm seeing are silver and also gold energies. So you may feel a warmth going through your body right now. And I may have some seers on the show here. You may see the colors. We're going into another location. And this one here, a lot of people need. This is a room where they can release our physical body pain from us. So if you have any related pain in your body that you know about, you may just request a healing from this here. You have a sore ankle or a sore back. There's many, many modalities. You're at free choice to select the individual doctors. There's normally 3 males per team. And different technologies, different types of light beings use different types of technologies, because remember, they're going to be using this technology on the planet that they're going to after the ascension. So you're able to explore and experiment with different types. And they're all very, very effective. And we're going into another location. And this is live, so I'm actually watching up on the light ship. I'm up there right now working, like I always do, and I'm able to bring back information. And so this is a live show for me, just like you. And we're going into a room now. This is their beautiful healing room of crystals. And they're showing me some beautiful clear crystal points. Clear quartz, we'll call them. They may not be quartz, but they look like quartz to me. Crystal clear, and we're levitating in this room. This room is very large. It's about 25 foot in diameter. very, very high potency of energy. And so, and I'm seeing some masters coming. They're materializing in the room now. Saint Germain is one of them. Very nice. And he's going to bring in some violet energy to your body. And I'm also seeing Jesus coming. He's using an energy of like a yellowish color energy. And I'm seeing Mother Mary coming. Her frequency that she's using right now is a pink energy. So, again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do but just request your healing. Remember, the light only works in the now. Everything else that's not in the now is just predictions. It's just illusions. It's the matrix. And you may feel energies moving in your body, but you must request your healings because they always see you as perfect. And every now is a different time. And the now that was a second ago, where you may have had a pain, could be different now, and this time, and this new now. So request your healings. We're going into another location. And this location is where they have, looks like some type of, I'll use the word music therapy. I'm seeing a lot of different types of musical tones being used on us here. Everyone is smiling. They love the music. It's very, very soothing. Again, we're levitating in this room. And it just feels very heart-opening to us here. How do you feel this room, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm just floating in this room. It feels wonderful, and I feel very, very centered in my heart, and it's just great.
Okay. And we'll go on to one final room here. And this room is where they're going to be working with our spine. So they're going to do some adjustments here, possibly. It's up to you and them. Whatever is done to you is between yourself and the light being. So you must request your healing. And you're up there also talking with them using mental telepathy. They're very gentle beings. They're pure love energy. And they'll do what they can do to help you. And like I mentioned in the past, when you come back down here, if you had your emotions cleared of whatever your problem would be that caused your physical illness, then the healing will stay 100%. If you still have emotional baggage and traumas attached to this scenario, then the healing may not be 100% for you. So the whole thing is how the densities work down here versus how they are on the light ship. On the light ship, they use pure light energy, and they do instantaneous 100% healings on you. One lady commented to me about a month and a half ago. She saw her boyfriend, maybe husband, on the light ship with her. Down here, he was missing his leg. Up there, he had his leg. He's walking perfectly. So that's just one incident of what they do up there. So, we'll go in one other room here. I'm being told from some of you up on the light that you wanted to go into the beautiful swimming pool. So, we're going to go into this beautiful swimming pool. It's filled full of liquid light energy water. And the consensus for most of you is that you'd like to be with the dolphins. So, we're going to go into this beautiful water where the dolphins are. And down here for the experience, since you're up there swimming, remember you're there physically swimming with the dolphins, and I want you to put one of your hands out if you'd like, and just move it toward maybe your monitor screen, or just move it in front of you here, about a foot. And this is how close the dolphins are up on the light ship. And you're going to feel their presence down here as your hand stops. And this is where the dolphins are. And you can move your hand from left to right and feel the texture of their skin. And you're doing this exact same thing on the light ship right now. So you're actually petting the dolphins and thanking them for their healing. You can breathe perfectly fine underwater. So we're going to start to come back right now. And this is just a sample of what I do. The four-hour call is much like this one here. And just think what 4 hours would do for you. And it's $60, so just connect with me. It's 1 o'clock my time, California time, and it's just a wonderful event to be with and be on, seeing these beautiful light beams. So we're going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And we're now going into the transporter room, and they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which you can utilize for the next 5 days for additional healing. And your animals and your pets, if you brought any up, are now coming to you. And we're getting ready to come back down again to this beautiful white light tunnel. Remember, this is creation energy helping you. It's not UFO energies where it's 3D or 4D like people talk about seeing flying saucers. This is true creation energy. This is why the healings are instantaneous. And we're ready to come back down right now. And now you're here. So I know some of you probably have a lot of tingles in your body right now. You might want to just kind of get up and stretch and just feel how you're sensing the energies in your body. You may feel some of your aches and pains have left you. And how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Very relaxed and just, you know, wonderful. It's a great kind of feeling to have. You know, I didn't have like an ailment or a pain or anything really before we went up, but I definitely feel better and more energized and more relaxed, and it's just very good.
It's a very sacred experience here, and I just really enjoy doing this for people. So what we're going to do now is we'll just activate the light beam. So go to your monitor screen here before we sign off here. And scroll down a little ways. You can see this beautiful light beam on your screen. And I'm going to activate her. She's going to come into your monitor screen here. She's one of the doctors on the Creation Light Ship. And a lady who is an artist saw her on the light ship, and she drew her real time. I think she saw her on one of the four-hour calls on Saturday that we were on. So here we go. She's bringing in her energy right now. Rays around here, they're already changing on my monitor screen here. Becoming a little more pronounced. She'll start to become a little more three-dimensional, more lifelike. And yeah, she's doing that now. She's going to start to smile a little bit, she says. And now her eyes are going to become very, very transparent. And you're going to see actually light coming out of her eyes. And she will connect to your heart center. Remember, all these healings are heart-based energies. And she'll be activated here for the next half an hour. So if you wish to ask for healings from her, you can. And there, she's fully activated. So I guess this is about the end of our show here. So I thank all of you for being on this show and enjoying this wonderful experience for you. And the Light Ship is here for a short time for the ascension process. It's here to assist the planet in its ascension. The planet's already had this new blueprint created, so that work is already done. So now we're just waiting for the universal shift, which the Light Ship is doing, and when that happens, we'll have the ascension process. So they're here now to help people if they choose to do the ascension. I hope everybody on the planet would, but not everybody knows about being in their bodies, and that's your responsibility. So I guess I'll be signing off here. Our next show is coming up on Monday, and it's at 4 o'clock our time here on the Pacific Standard Time in California. So I'll just sign off and say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening. And you can email me. My information is on the website here. Give me a telephone call. So blessings to all of you tonight.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you to everyone who's been with us tonight. Much love to all, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Good night.